Amen. Exodus chapter 17, verse number 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Notice, thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it. Numbers chapter 21 and verse number 16. Numbers 21 and 16. And from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes digged the well, the nobles of the people digged it, by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Mattanah. Spring up, O well. The princes digged the well. The nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And I want to talk to us tonight for seriously just a few moments from this subject. I need water. I need water. Amen. Let's pray. God, we love you. Thank you, God, for every saint of God that's in this house. I thank you for what you've been doing. I thank you for what you're about to do in our midst, God. We're humbled by your grace and your mercy you've shown to us. God, we give you praise tonight. And I pray that you'd answer, God, this supplication we make before you. God, we're hungry for a move of the Holy Ghost, God, that you would take us, God, beyond that open door. God, that you would baptize us, Lord, with your sweet divine presence, Lord. Let us leave this house tonight knowing surely the Lord was in this house. Hallelujah. Anoint our meager efforts tonight, God, and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, God. It all belongs unto you, God, and none other, Lord. For no flesh shall glory in your presence, God. Oh, there's none like you, God. There's none beside you, God. God, you have no equal tonight, Lord. We give you praise and you alone. We worship you tonight, God, and you alone tonight. Oh, somebody help me love the Lord. Come on, he's a worthy God. I just feel like giving him praise tonight. Come on, from the depths of your soul, let God know how you feel about him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. There's some spiritual hunger in this house tonight. Amen. God's going to move in this place tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody say, I need water. God bless your hearts. You may be seated tonight. Most of us are very well aware that in the Old Testament, and even the New Testament, amen, that water is a type or a symbol of the Spirit of God. Amen. We know that water is one of the things that we have to have in order to survive. In fact, we were talking to the waitress, I believe Wednesday night, and she said she had been in the hospital with some problems of dehydration. And I told her, because one of my daughters battles that in our study, that they say most people are dehydrated. None of us really get enough water every day. In fact, got to calculate how much water I'm supposed to have every day. And man, That's enough to take a bath in almost when you do the math on it. But we have to have water to survive. And the same is true. We've got to have the Spirit of God in our lives in order to survive. John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Amen. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Amen. The word of God, the plan of God, is that the Holy Ghost flow through us. Amen. And in order to flow through us, it's got to flow in to us. It's the will of God for it to flow out of us, that the world see, amen, the works of our Heavenly Father, amen, the fruit of our labor, the fruits of the Spirit. And so we've got to have, amen, water in this natural earth. We've got to have, amen, heavenly water, the Spirit of God, amen, on the spiritual man. Amen. We've got to have God's Spirit every day of our lives. Amen. I want you to understand, you can't make it without the Holy Ghost in your life. That's why we got to push for a sovereign move of God every time we come to church. Amen. In fact, it may be a midweek Bible study, but you can pray through in the pre-service prayer, talk in tongues during the song service, and pray through again at the altar call. But every time we come to church, we've got to have the Spirit of God to re-baptize us, to refill us, to recharge us. In my daily prayer life, I need the Spirit of God to come upon me and to fill my cup and to fill my tank. I told Brother Worse, I said, my wife doesn't understand that you can put gas in a car before it gets down to a quarter of a tank. She thinks the yellow light that comes on that says 36 miles to empty is when you put gas in it. And I said, no, that's not when you put gas in it. You know, it can take gas at half a tank. Right. Amen. That's kind of how I want to be in living for God. I don't want this old tank to get too empty. I don't want to just coast along on last week's revival services. But it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. And I'm back in church. I know I was here Wednesday night. I know what God did Wednesday night. But guess what? I'm back again on a Friday night where the world has their fun and praises their God and serves mammon. I'm back again in God's house on a Friday night saying, Lord, fill my cup one more time, God, till I'm overflowing, God, because I can't make it without the help of the Holy Ghost. I need that water. Oh, hallelujah. Because we are living in a dry and thirsty land. And this world will drain you of everything you get on Wednesday night and rob you of your victory and rob you of your faith and rob you of your joy. But I'm going back to the well again and say, I'm back again, God. I need some more of that water. I want one more drink of the heavenly fountain. I want that water. Man, and it's evident. You know tonight we're fighting tremendous battles. And there is a war that's raging. I salute these good young people tonight. And I'm very impressed by them. Amen. And their effort to live for God. I salute every teenager trying to live for God in this hour that we're living in. I don't have all the answers. But all I can say is don't take your face out of the carpet. And don't take your nose out of the altar. But every time you come to church, every time you go pray, get on your face and say, God, I need water today. I'm living in a dry, a thirsty land, and I need that water. Come on, moms and dads. We're just like the kids. Every day you live, wake up and say, I need water. I need water. I need water. Well, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, But we are warring against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, I'm not one of those that sees a devil on every corner. And I don't want to give the devil any more credit than he deserves. But I believe if God opened our eyes and we could see in the spirit world, we'd see the attacks of hell. That a lot of what we fight are the attacks of hell. I'm going to tell you what, the devil's not worried about the Catholic Church. He's not worried about the charismatic church. He's worried about the one God people, the Jesus name people, and his mind, his crosshairs, the attacks of hell upon the church of the living God. And you hear me, you're not going to make it if you don't pray through and stay prayed through. You're going to get dry and empty, and you got to pray through. Because we are warring against things that we know not of, and things that we don't see, and they're trying to rob you of your victory, and rob you of your faith, and rob you of your walk with God. And the only hope I have is stay on the carpet and say, come on God, and fill me again, fill me again. I need more of that heavenly drink. I came for water. And so it's very evident. Got to have water. Got to have water. Every day I need that drink. I can't let this old man come back. I can't let this old carnal man, amen, rule in my life. And you got to sometimes, you got to tell yourself, I need another trip to the altar. I'm going to tell you what, don't be scared of these altars. This is not a bad place. This is a blessed place where I come and I admit my faults and my weaknesses and my failures. And I admit to God, I can't make this trip without you, God. I've got to have a water from heaven. I've got to have the help of the Holy Ghost. And so we admit tonight that we need water. And so I take you back to our two scripture texts tonight, where in one place the Lord was going to give Israel water. And God said, Moses, strike the rock and water's going to begin to flow. And Moses hits the rock and water begins to flow. What a time. What a time. What a move of God. What a revival. What an hour to dance and shout and rejoice. It was just that easy, friend. God gave the word. The man of God obeyed. And look at that water begin to flow. And they drank. The hearts were content. Amen. And thank God, it was a wonderful, miraculous time in the kingdom of God. But honey, it ain't always that way. Some of y'all know where I'm going. So there's another time in the book of Numbers where they got thirsty again. And God said again, I'm going to give them water to drink. But there was no commandment, smite the rock and let the water flow. No, no, not today. It's a brand new day. I'm going to tell you what, you'll never get God boxed in. I don't think I need to say this here, but there's a problem somewhere I've been lately, and so it's just on my mind. But that's one thing we've got to watch out in the gifts of the Spirit and when they operate in a church. You're not going to box God in. I've got a problem with a church where the, and this doesn't happen here, so I'm not telling here, but I got a problem when you go to a church, it's the same one that gives the tongues every time, and the same one interprets every time. That's not the will of God. That's flesh in operation. You're not going to figure God out and box God in. Woo! Y'all can be seated. Amen. Maybe that is a problem. I don't know. But God said, this time, we're going to do it this way. Gets to singing. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Ain't no water out of that rock yet. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Ain't no water flowing yet. And God said, hey, you princes, You highfalutin' men, you roll up your sleeves. You nobles, you big shot men, you roll up your sleeves. And you grab your staves, you grab your walking sticks, not even a shovel, but a walking stick. And he said, you get down there in the dirt and you start digging for it. You start paying the price. You put some blood and some sweat and some tears in this thing. And you get down and there's water down there. And I'll give you water, but it won't be like last time. It won't be that easy. But this time, you're going to show me how bad do you want it. How thirsty are you really for it? And get down to digging. Swallow your pride as a man. Get down the dirt and pay the price. And then find that same water. You say, what are you preaching, preacher? I'm telling you, some days, amen, it comes so easy. And they smite the rock and thank God for water. Amen. But some days, it don't come that easy. Some days, you got to sing and you got to shout and you got to pray and you got to bend your back and bend your knees and dig like a servant to find water. But my simple point is, it doesn't matter if it comes the easy way or the hard way. The thing is, I still need water. So it doesn't matter if it comes easier or if it comes the hard way. I'm not leaving until I get the water. I need water. Oh, we love it. We love it when the man of God hears from God. He's got a word from God. And it's just, man, whew, there it is. And man, it's a sweet, sweet Holy Ghost time. But some days, it ain't going to be on the man of God's back. Some days, it's going to be on your backs. Some days, it's going to be easy. And some days, it's going to be harder. But you've got to show God. I'd love it to be the easy way. But if it's the hard way, I've come for water. I've come for water. You say, what are you preaching, preacher? I'm telling you, there are going to be some days in your walk with God that it's so easy. Man, you feel like you could just, stomp on 1,000 devil's heads. And thank God for easy days. Thank God for easy church services. Thank God for easy prayer meetings. But honey, it ain't always going to be like that. There's some nights it gets tight. Some days it gets rough. Some prayer meetings are hard and they're dry. But I've made up my mind, come the easy way or the hard way, I'm fighting for water. I'm digging for water. I'm pressing for a move of God. Oh, let's love the Lord. The Lord said through Isaiah, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God said, I'll make rivers through your desert. I'll make a river through your dry and thirsty land. I'm telling you, I don't care what the news media says tomorrow. I don't care if the world falls completely apart tomorrow. I've got a promise. It's in the driest of my life that there can be a river through my desert. I'm telling you what, sir, ma'am, hear this preacher tonight. I know this ain't deep and profound, but I'm telling you, there's a promise from God. It can't get so bad that God won't show up and give you water. The night won't get so dark. The day won't get so hot. The valley won't get so deep that God can't show up and put a river in the midst of your desert. If you hold on and keep digging and keep praying, you will find that spring of water. so we come to God. Tonight it's collective. Well, we come to God. Why are we here? To see and be seen? Or are we praying for water? Water. Water. Not that dig down and there's that little old, there's that old muddy clay water. You find water there. And thank God for that water. But you know, you don't have to settle for that little old muddy water. You can dig down a little deeper. And the water gets clear. And the water gets colder. Find that old artesian well of water. I'm telling you what, there's too many churches that are dying on the vine because they find a little moisture on the ground. And they say, "Woo, didn't we have church tonight? Man, we found a little bit of water. Didn't we have a move of God tonight?" And you know what? At first, that might have been all right. On the first night of revival, that might have been all right. Amen. But I'm telling this church, we've dug down too far and tasted beautiful waters too much to sit there and say, "Well, let's go about our business. Thank you, Brother Green. Going down the road." And we're no. I'm trying to tell somebody, hey, it ain't over yet, friend. Get on your face, get on your hands and knees, and help this preacher dig down a little bit deeper and say, "God, I want more of your power, more of your anointing, a greater outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I want more water. I want more water. I want to find that deep well." I'm talking about that well. I'm talking about that water where grown men get drunk in the Holy Ghost and they leave out talking in tongues. I'm talking about that water down there where young people are carried and put in the car talking in tongues. I'm talking about a move of God that goes beyond 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. But honey, we just keep digging and God keeps giving it. And we keep pressing and we keep praying and we keep digging and God says, "He want more? I'll give you more. Here's a little bit more. More, more, more of that water." Oh, somebody reach out to him. Oh, come on. Come on. Anybody want another drink? Oh! Somebody wants a drink? Be seated. My eyes are closed. But even like right now, there's people sitting right here on these pews right now, and you're so disconnected with what I'm doing right now, what God's doing right now. There's a disconnect there. Can I tell you why? Because your season may be different from somebody else's season. Your day was different from somebody else's day. And where some may have had a good day, somebody may have fasted today and yesterday, and they're connected. And man, it's just like, "I'm here, I'm on fire, I'm revved up, let's go, let's go, let's go." And you had a terrible, terrible day. Don't get quiet on me now. The difference is where they may just kind of almost they just trip and stumble into it. Your season may be you've got to roll your sleeves up and say, "All right, flesh, you're not doing this to me tonight, flesh. No, 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 no. No, you don't. You know, devil, you are a liar. And you knew we had church tonight. And I know your game plan. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I came. If I gotta dig, I'll dig. But bless God, I'm not leaving until I get what I came for. It's a drink. I want a drink. I need a drink. Everybody's gotta get a drink." Let's press right now. Come on, in Jesus, everybody. Everybody press. Come on. We're not going to just go through motions. We're going to do this tonight, tonight, tonight. Come on. It's a tool to use tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me just say this. You have needs in your life. Things you need God to do in your life. Financial, physical, salvation, whatever it may be. Don't you understand that the answer lies in the spiritual breakthrough in the heart of this church? That, I mean, the Holy Ghost just has free course. That what you're doing right now in this service tonight could have a long-reaching effect on the lost loved ones you have, on your financial burdens, on your physical problems. Understand that when you get Jesus turned loose, he does everything, honey. It ain't, oh my God. Understand that what we're doing is not just for here and now, but honey, it goes beyond this moment and beyond this service and beyond the needs that are present. I'm trying to tell somebody, you better dig tonight while we're revival. You better be willing to dig for water. Oh, come on. I'm not going through motions. I'm not giving God half of my efforts. I've come to dig. That's it. Come on. Come on, prayer warriors. Come on. Come on, prayer warriors. Let's break this thing open tonight. Come on. Yeah. Hey. Hallelujah. I need water. I want water. A move of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on, get past your problems. Get past the attacks of hell. That don't matter right now. Find the water. Listen to me. I'm going to step out in the Holy Ghost right now. I'm going to say something. If you're here tonight and there's some stuff you can't get past, some problems you just can't get past, I'm talking about church problems, some issues, some things. You hear this preacher, when you're digging, that's just a rock. I'm telling somebody tonight, dig around that rock. Leave it there. Dig around it and get to water. Yeah. Are you seriously going to sit there and tell me that you're going to let some issue keep you? Is that really the will of God? I'm going to say something else. Some of you, and that could be one person to all of you tonight, so you fill the blanks in. Some of you need to really tap in, and you really need to pray through, because you need to hear and see clearly the voice of God.
Well, Brother Green, you took the shout out of it. Well, if that's as shallow as it is, then we need to sit down and start over tonight. But I'm telling you what, there's some rocks we need to dig around. And there's people here. You're letting things bind you right now while I'm preaching tonight. Why are you going to let that hinder you tonight?
Come on. Quit letting what your neighbor says, what your neighbor does, affect you and your victory and your revival tonight. I'm telling you, you may dig for yourself. Dig around that mess. Dig around that rock for yourself. Come on. Come on. You're fighting a battle, friend. Come on, the answer is, I need water. I need water. I need water. Hallelujah. Come on. Don't you let hell magnify a church problem in your eyes. Get water. Get water. Come on, you better tap in. Come on, seasoned saint. Come on. Come on, this is for you tonight. Tap in. Tap in tonight. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, mama. Come on, daddy. Sing the song. Spring up, oh well. Quit worrying about somebody else and say, spring up, oh well. Come on. How long's it been, sis, since you had a real old-fashioned praying through? Come on. When's the last time you got lost in God's world and God took you somewhere where the deep river flows? I'm trying to be careful tonight, but I'm telling you, I feel something getting on me tonight. Come on. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. In the name of Jesus, we're singing a song tonight for this church, for this revival, for this community. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Yeah, that's it, men. That's it, men. Dig down and find the river. Hallelujah. Come on, sometimes are easier than others, but I still need water. Some services are easier than others, but I still need water. Some altar calls are easier than others, but I still need water. Come on. Come on. You can make it. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Tap in. Tap in. Come on. I'm waiting on some of you saints. Come on. Come on in Jesus' name. Get lost in it. Come on, sis. Come on, sir. Get lost in it tonight. I need water. I need water. Come on. I'm fighting a battle. You better get to water. I'm fighting a warfare. You better get to water. You better get to water. Yeah. Woo, take me somewhere in this revival, God.
Take me further. Take me deeper, God. That's it. Come on. Come on, young people. Come on, new converts. Come on, seasoned saints. Take me further, God. Take me deeper, God. In the name of Jesus. That's it, that's it, that's it. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yando riba sandaraba koyondorabaha. Oh God, I'm in a valley tonight and I need a water. I need some water. I need a river. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. I've been talking this same old tongue for a long time. I need a fresh drink, a fresh tongue. A fresh experience, God. A new fire to burn in me, Lord. Come on, that's it. Keep on digging. Do you see that bubbling spring coming up? Yeah. Do you feel it overtaking you? Come on, young men. Plug into it. Keep on digging. Keep on pressing. Yeah. Yes. That's it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's it, hallelujah. Spring up a well. Thank you.
Come on, God's not done yet, church. I'm telling you, God's not done here tonight. Yeah. Come on, would you keep on digging? Keep on lingering. Keep on waiting. Keep on pressing. Keep on feeling after God. That's it. Come on, obey the Holy Ghost. Obey the Holy Ghost. He wants to move in your life. Come on, he wants you to come on in the throne room tonight. He wants you to enter in boldly. Hallelujah. Yando ramonda rada marendo lo mokanda rela mo shanda yera la makata ramaha. Yatoto ramakata yada masata. Come on, there's a secret place. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yera da la manda rele mo kondo rema sata yera la manda ramaha. Woo! Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Spring up, oh well, spring up. Thank you.
on. I feel like we broke through a layer. Come on. We're not scared of the quiet moments. We're just lingering. We're just lingering. But come on, the Holy Ghost is doing something right now. Yeah. Come on. The Holy Ghost is up to something big right now. Come on. Let's just be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on, there's a spiritual manifestation here tonight. Oh, God. Let's just all love the Lord together. Come on. Let's just love the Lord together. Let's just worship Him. Hallelujah. Let's thank Him. Come on. I'm not done quiet yet. Come on. Let's just love the Lord. We're not going to digress. We're going somewhere. We're going forward. I want you just listen to me if you don't mind. And I hope I'm not, out of line. Anytime your pastor wants this pulpit, he can come take it from me. And I appreciate your liberty. that you give me to try to follow the Holy Ghost. But I feel the need to make a point here tonight. I didn't really get quite finished, and that's fine. That's fine. But there was a time when Jesus entered into a certain village. The Bible said that Martha had received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Needful. What I'm talking about tonight is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part. Pentecost, we've got to get back to lingering. I'm talking about when it gets down like this right here and gets a little bit quiet, that we don't get nervous. We've got to understand what's going on. We're just waiting on God, feeling after God. When I was growing up, move of God was very, very, very familiar to us. Operation of the Holy Ghost, very familiar with us. On many nights, on Sunday night, church would be a wonderful altar call, and they'd be singing, and my pastor would just do this right here. And he knew, and somebody would go back to the lights in the back of the church, and they'd turn the lights off except for underneath the balcony, and they would lower the lights, and it was dark. And that meant you are free to go whenever you want to. But the singers kept singing, and people kept praying. And an hour later, they're still praying. Till finally the piano player had no more strength, the singers had no more voice, and folks kept lingering, and they'd get quiet. And somewhere a spiritual giant would tap in, and it'd be like another wave of glory. And it got to where, you know, after a few months of that, word spread, nobody wanted to leave. And people were tired and had to go, whatever. Maybe they were just whatever. They would felt free to leave. But I've seen more miracles in what we call the afterglow. More miracles when people would do as Mary and be willing just to linger. And I'm going to tell you something. And I really felt this tonight. A lot of times, that's where in a generalized message like this, that it's in that lingering part. When the fervency and the shout and the talking in tongues dies down, and you're there in a still place, that's when the Holy Ghost will speak to you. I don't mean an audible voice. I mean almost like a thought that just bam comes to your mind. Where'd that come from? That was God. It was just like the Bible said of Elijah. He went. God wasn't in the wind. God wasn't in the earthquake. God wasn't in the fire. God was in that still, small voice. And I hope it's okay, because I feel like I'm trying to teach, preach, instruct all at the same time here tonight. I hope that's okay. But I'm just trying to tell somebody that we've got to learn that these are powerful moments. And that when it gets still and quiet like this, it's not over yet. There's another wave that's coming if we'll wait on it. And a lot of times, man, we love the wind and the earthquake and the fire and the demonstration of heaven and all that. And sometimes God said, that's great, but if you really want what I have for you tonight, you'll just wait and show me. Are you willing to dig for it? It's that old principle where God says, look, I'm going to take a step back here tonight. Anybody willing to take a few steps towards me? It's that, God, I want you too bad. I told God today, God, I want to move with God so bad. I want you so bad. I'm telling you, I rejoice for what God's done this revival, but I know where I'm at. I know where this church is at. It's been good, but I'm telling you, when it gets to this point, Pastor Worst, it's like, man, we're right there to a special place that you don't just fall into. You just don't have, this just don't happen in a week or two of revival. And I appreciate, I mean this sincerely, a man of God that's willing to sacrifice and say, let's keep pushing, man. I honor him. He doesn't know how much I do. And I'm so excited to be here at this point because I'm used to preachers just saying, well, it's been great. Let's shut it down and go home. But my God, we're so close. I'm talking about God just blowing the roof off this thing and miracles and signs and wonders and I mean just great exploits. I'm talking about spiritual experiences that will mark our children, that they can be, if God tarries, 45 years old and say, I remember the revival, I remember the night, I remember where I was standing, I remember what God did that night, I remember the lame man that walked, the blind man that saw, I remember God healing somebody. I remember that experience. And you just don't get there after a night or two or a week or two of revival, but it just keeps progressing and it keeps building. And we just learn that we're in tune. That's why I said the other night, let's pray twice a day. Let's don't lose our sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. Let's come in, amen, Friday night. Let's come in Sunday morning now and say, all right, God. My God, I'm telling you, there's something building and building and building and moving. I'm telling you what, my God, I wouldn't miss a service if I could help it. I wouldn't miss one service. You say, well, I'll just buy the CD. Well, it won't be the same because you're not here in the very atmosphere. You got to work, whatever, I understand that. But I'm just telling you, this thing's building and building and building. And it's just, I feel like to the point now where God's saying, come on, how bad do you want it? Are you willing to dig down? There is no telling what God's going to do this weekend. I'm telling you what, Sunday nights around here have been explosive. I think I'd quit my job to be here Sunday night. Yeah, I'm just teasing, but I tell you what, I'd call in sick because by faith I'd be sick if I missed church Sunday night. Amen. I'm just telling you, the Holy Ghost is just trying to take us a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper. And my God, we can only shout and dance and talk in tongues so much. It can only get so high because physically you can't jump much higher and you can't run much faster and you can't, but oh, the depth of it. I'm ready to see somebody. You know what? It's been too long since I've heard somebody laugh in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about just flat drunk in the Holy Ghost. There's not enough bobby pins on these floors when we get through. There's not enough men slaying the Spirit. That's where God wants to take us. I'm talking about, and that's what God does for us. But for that to happen, there's a breakthrough in the Spirit that doesn't just affect the people here in the service here. It affects this community. Amen. I believe that tonight. Amen. Do we understand that? What happens inside these four walls is like a direct result of what God would do in this whole community. And we can get a breakthrough in here. We can get a breakthrough in this community. Because there's something happening in the spirit world. Amen. And I just believe with all of my heart that the hand of God's going forth and God's stirring up backsliders. God's working on some sinners. I prayed today, God, where are they at? God, help us cross paths with these people, God, and God's timing, God, and give us the words to say. But in the meantime, we're going to just keep digging for water. Keep pressing, and just being sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And let that wind of the Spirit blow where it listeth. That's what God's wanting to do. And I'm telling you, there's people here. You need to hear that still, small voice and let God lead and guide and help and direct and order steps. Amen. I need that every day. I need that every day. Amen. Amen. Are you going to help me pray tomorrow? God, take us somewhere this weekend we've never been before. Individually, collectively, God, just Take us that place. And whatever God wants to do, God can heal, God can save, God can deliver, God can do whatever. But it all starts with getting to that deep, deep place in the Spirit. Amen. So I know you'll help me pray. I'm going to help you pray tomorrow. Amen. Come in here Sunday morning. Amen. Come in with faith that God's got an agenda and God's doing something. We're going somewhere and this thing's building. This thing's got momentum. This thing's gaining some steam. Amen. Don't come in here Sunday, amen, with a defeated mindset. Don't let hell rob you and beat you down tomorrow. If he does, Just understand he's nervous and he's upset and he's trying to bind. That's a good sign of hell's fighting you. Amen. He's worried about it. Say, oh no, devil, I'm not that ignorant. I'm not ignorant of your devices. Amen. We're going to pray and God's going to do something special this weekend. Amen. Amen. God's going to take us somewhere in the spirit world. Amen. Anybody hungry for that? Let's let the Lord know one more time as your pastor comes. God, we're hungry for a powerful, powerful, powerful move of the Holy Ghost. Would you lift your voice and tell him, thank you, Jesus.